Yes, hello.
Oh, hi. I was calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Robert Johnson Enterprises.
There isn't a person that handles online listings.
Okay. Are you the owner there by chance?
Well, yeah, there is, but they're actually not around at the moment. I think they're on vacation. But yeah, I'm the owner.
You're the owner. Okay. Well, maybe you can help me. The reason for my call, my name is Tara. I'm over at Local Splash, and we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. And certainly you've used Google before, right? Once or twice in your lifetime to search?
Yes.
Okay, I figured. So you know when you do a search, you'll get the map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle of the page.
Mm-hmm.
And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the locals that service within that area. And as I'm sure you can imagine, there are pages of results in any neighborhood, but on that first page, it's a short list. There's just a handful that'll fit. Does that sound familiar?
Right. Yes.
Okay, so that's where we'd be listing you. Now, the reason you're getting this call today is they had one of those first page positions open up in that area. So we're assigned to that area today. The Google channel partners will be calling through to fill that open position there. And once that position fills there today, well, so because the listings, they're first come, first serve, they would stop the calls to the area today, and then we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory, but they have to be in your service area in order to see you. So I know that Inglewood is home base for you, but how far are you typically traveling for the work?
It's more of a small thing, like, you know, I'm only interested in servicing the community. So like venturing out past the zip code or like, you know, yeah, just going out too far past my coverage area just isn't something that I really care for. Just because, you know, it's just something that I don't really want to, you know, it's not part of the reason why like, I started it.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And there's enough searches right there in your area to warrant bringing on a listing. So that should be fine. And plus I get that with the traffic and all. Is it just you, right? Or do you have a helper?
Yes, I have a helper, but it's only like the real reason why, like I intended on only servicing this particular area is because, I live in this area, I started in this area, and there is tons of opportunity because there's a bunch of different demographics. There's the Windsor Hills View Park, which is the $1 million zip code, and then you have the lower end, and then you have the middle end. So it's like I kind of have all of them kind of like, you know, kind of all wrapped in one. So I really need to travel.
Okay. And is it, how long have you been in business there as Robert Johnson Enterprises?
Say within the last year.
Oh, okay. You're fairly new. I was looking for a website for you. I found the Instagram. Is that kind of what you're using as your online spot there?
Yeah, because this is also just like a secondary passive income. This is just a secondary income for me. So my primary job is I'm a prop maker for the entertainment industry.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay, and then this is more of a side hustle for you? So just
exactly.
Between. Okay, makes sense. And then one thing I noticed, too, when I was looking for, when I found the Instagram page, I also found it's an Angie's Leads listing. Is that current, or was that a little earlier on?
Current. Yes. Yes.
It's current. How do you like that program?
It has its benefits. It definitely has its drawbacks. If you're not really too keen or too savvy with a lot of different types of things, and since living in California, like, you know, you have to be licensed for everything. this gives me the opportunity to land potential customers and then offer my services to them on the back end, as opposed to trying to go get all these licenses. I can show them my portfolio, and then that way I can still get more and bigger projects, as opposed to just saying that I'm a handyman.
Right. Okay.
Say that I'm a licensed carpenter and or a licensed contractor on Andy's lease without providing those said licenses, but I've been doing prop making for the last 5-10 years. So it's like I've designed and built some of the most beautiful things that you see on television and movies. And it's like, I'm not going to go spend more money to go get a license for something I've been doing for the last 10, 15 years.
Right. So the handyman can kind of get you in the door or get you in front of them.
Exactly.
And then
exactly.
You can, whatever else they need, you're capable of doing. Okay. Makes sense. And so would it be fair to say that with the Angies, have you made back what you've invested with that program so far?
I've only built Angie's leads maybe on and off for like a few months.
Oh, okay.
But it'll always kind of always go on and off because I'll get called for a show and then thinking I'll only be there 2-3 months, I ended up being there 6-8 months. And so then I have to turn it off. I have to turn my leads off for 6-8 months.
Okay, got it. Okay, and so do you see value in being listed on Google as well in your neighborhood? With this, you wouldn't be paying per lead or anything like that. You just kind of have the freedom to pick and choose. Do you see value in that too?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Well, why don't I do this? Why don't I pull up the pricing for that position that they have available there today? And then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. And the good news is you're part-time, so you can qualify for it. We work with a lot of part-time companies. They have a special rate for our part-timers. Let me grab Evan. He's my regional manager for the area to apply that rate for me. And I will get you that pricing right now. Hang on here.
Hi, Bobby.